Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And now we're headed out to the desert to UNLV to be joined with Jericho Flowers, the standout Rebels defensive back. Jericho, welcome to the program. I'm not saying this just because you're on the show, but there's certain guys that just look like a defensive back. And, you know, I know everyone, but I'm telling you, you just look like you're – it's just a natural fit for you. But with that said, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Good. How's your day going?
Oh, it's going great. We're in the middle of draft interviews and, you know, getting to bring our audience up to date. I get acclimated myself to find out a little bit more about you instead of just seeing you do your thing, you know, on the field. We get to kind of know the man, you know, behind the scenes. And that's why we love doing these shows. And, again, we're excited to get you on. And when we found out that you know, you were going to join us, we were pleasantly surprised and happy. But with that said, can you believe your time at UNLV? It's kind of come and gone, and now you're about a month away from finding out where you'll land at the next level.
Yeah, it's been a crazy ride. While you're in the process, it's always moving slow. But then when everything's all said and done and it's coming to that end, you just think time is just, it moves so fast. It's crazy, but it's been a wonderful experience. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's been a great time at UNLV.
And for you, I'm curious. I mean, I like I said, I just love that athletic skill set that you possess. I mean, growing up, Pop Warner and Pee Wee, were you that kid that was scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns basically every game?
Yeah, kind of crazy story. My first time ever playing, I scored 6 touchdowns. Just a little kid running around, just having fun. And just I started loving the game at like 4 because I was always around it. So when I first got to play in pads, that happened. And ever since, I've just been playing football and just loving it, just going after it.
You've gotten off that. I mean, again, fabulous career, you know, being really established yourself as a you know, the anchor to the secondary. Now, for you, you get there, you know as well as anybody. I mean, you're in that locker room with all these guys. This isn't for everybody. You know, you got to have a special set of skills to get to where you're at. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can allow you this opportunity to possibly make a living on a Sunday in the National Football League?
You'll know when you know yourself and you know, like, when you're on the field. Like, my style of play and the way I attack the field, I like being different. I like standing out. So as a corner, I like having that dog in me. I like addressing the bigger players to make, like, you're bigger physically, but mentally I'm going to attack you and come at you the same way you're going to come at me. So I just feel like the mindset, once you get on that field and you go against the top players in the country or the top players at other schools and you realize that you're dominating them as well, then you realize that you have the ability to play on Sundays.
I'm so glad you brought that up because, you know, watching you and seeing the way you played and, you know, and then I'm starting to go through your stats. And I'm like seeing 60 tackles, and I saw 68 tackles this past season. And that's a DB doing this thing. You remind me a little bit of Mike Hilton, the Steelers defensive back. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody like that? Because you guys are about the same size, but you guys play like a middle linebacker.
I never got compared to him. I got compared to, the aggressiveness I played to Tyrann Mathieu and my size to Brent Grimes. I never got compared to
it. Yeah, it's there, man, and which is a good thing. I mean, you're talking about I call him a pint-sized powerhouse. You know, Grizzly, I'm the smallest guy in the world, so, yeah, I mean, you know. But, again, I love how you bring it, man. You definitely do a fantastic job. Once again, Jericho Flowers, UNLV standout, kind of enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk some NFL drafts as this young man makes his path towards a March 23rd pro day. I'm sure that's an exciting time. Are you ready? I mean, and what's going to be the, I guess, the one particular drill above all of them that we're going to kind of be in awe of when we're done doing it?
I surprise myself a lot. So, in all, I feel like all his drills, to be honest, his training and the way adrenaline will be pumping and the way I always strive for better. I just feel like all the drills are going to be better and great. My L drill will be one to remember definitely, the three-cone drill. And just all the position work, everything is on the – I always try my hardest to stand out from everyone else, not more vocally, but more what I'm doing on the field. So I like to go out there and just show what I could do physically. And I'm always confident, but everywhere I go, I show what I could do. And there's always somebody who sees who I don't know is looking. So I just always go out there and perform the best of my ability. So I'm excited to see how I would test. I'm excited to, because there's no specific number I could give you or a specific drill, because I'm going to try to go out there and just give it my all in every drill.
Love it. Well, very nicely put, Jericho. For you, you're down at the Gridiron Showcase. You know, that fantastic opportunity. You get to kind of rub elbows and talk to these NFL scouts. Share what that week was like for our listeners, and what teams did you talk with?
That week was amazing. I talked to a few teams. I went there to talk with the Cowboys, went there, did a few little surveys and stuff. I didn't do much personal interviews because I had came late and all that, but that experience just in general was amazing, being around new players, being around players from different schools, different coaches, being able to just gain more relationships and gain more knowledge about the game and gain more knowledge about how life is outside of football. It's always good to learn new people, meet new people, and just because I'm the type of kid that just wants to learn something new all the time. And even if it's little about life, if it's about football, just it's always a good experience to learn something new and expand my knowledge.
Hey, knowledge is power, man. And like I said, I tell you what, for the teams that did get to talk to you, you had to walk. They had to walk away just so impressed. I mean, like I said, you represent yourself so well, and you're elegant in these answers and responses. I'm sure when these guys got a hold of you and they got to know you one-on-one, it definitely was, dotting the I's and crossing the T's, as they like to say. You're knocking this thing out, Jericho. This one is a cliche question, and we mentioned Tyrann Mathieu a little bit, but in terms of what you bring to the table as a DB, I mean, what are these scouts going to love about you? What are those intangibles that they're going to see on tape that's going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster?
These scouts are just going to love my energy and my passion for the game. Just if you pay attention to a lot of corners, regardless size, won't come and try to set the edge or won't take pride in tackling. I take pride in everything football related. So special teams, tackling, PBUs, interceptions, just being a ball hawk, just going out there and being myself. I don't relate my game to many people because I go out there and try to do something new. I try to make plays nobody ever make. I try to be out there and just do whatever I could to help the team. So if tackling is helping the team, and I'm going out there and basically give my body up if it's going to help the team. And I'm a team player. I'm going to be there for the team. I'm going to be there for everybody. I'm not the type of player that you have to worry about. You don't have to question if I'm going to be there on time, question if I'm going to be in the right place at the right time. Just a stand-up guy. So it's not coaches could look for a great person before a great athlete.
And we've been talking about the physical nature of your game. We've been talking about you being able to come up and be an impact guy and run support. But you also ranked 12th nationally now, not just in the conference, 12th nationally with passes defended with 12. So you're, I mean, in terms, you know, I'm so glad we talked about all the physical parts of it. Now we're getting into the nitty-gritty of the skill guy doing your thing in pass protection. Do you bait those quarterbacks into throwing those throws? I mean, that's a, I mean, 12th nationally, Jericho, that's a hell of a lot of passes to defend.
It depends. When I watch film this year, honestly, if you watch like my all my senior film, it's more than 12. But that's how much they have down on paper. But at the same time, it depends who I'm playing. I baited a lot of quarterbacks because I realized that they like throwing short routes. So I'll not give them the short route early in the game, but I'll see, like, I'll try to fill them out. And then I turn it up a notch and keep turning it up on the receivers. And the quarterbacks think that those same routes and same throws are open. And I just either pick it off or a PBU, but a lot of this year, it was more of a, I had to show that I was dominant in the pass game. So it wasn't more of a baiting the quarterback sometimes. It was more of a, I had to dominate that receiver. So if you were a dominant receiver in our conference or on your team, then that's who I was headed for. I was headed to make you have the worst game.
I love it. Hey, we're almost out of time. Jericho, you were fabulous. And again, I could keep you for another hour. Like you said, there's so many things I'd like to kind of discuss and break down with you. But before we do let you go, we call three and out a few off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah.
All right. Take us through this one. Inside that UNLV locker room, could be you or a teammate who had the most bizarre or funny nickname and how they get it?
I would say me, and I don't. There was a dude we had named Tim Huff, and he was just a goofball. And he just came in, and he just, well, my eyes are kind of tight, so he started calling me Lee, and that has nothing to do with my name. It's just weird, but everybody just started calling me Lee that year, and I'm just laughing like, where did that come from? It's just weird. Yeah.
And that stuck, huh?
Yeah.
Excellent. How about this one? You come across as a quiet kid. I mean, are you chatty as a defensive back? And if you are, do you kind of have a staple saying that you kind of say to these receivers to get in their heads?
I mean, crazy thing is, I came off in college as a quiet kid, but in high school I was actually loud, real loud. Like, I like to talk my talk, so I'm going to always talk my talk, and I'm going to stand behind my talk, so you have to show me that you're better than me, and that's probably one of the main reasons, like, I talk, because I feel like you're not better than me, and I feel like that brings out the, it's either going to bring out the best in my opponent, or it's going to make my opponent fold and get in their head, so I do talk a lot, and there's nothing specific I say, but I attack their game and just, like, try to make them either fold or step their game up, and if they fold, then it's bad because I'm not, like, talking to me is not going to make me play any different.
And the final one, the weekend of the draft, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends, a moment to celebrate your next journey in your football life. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to make as you celebrate this day?
The best cook in my family by far is my grandmother. I would like her to make fried chicken for sure and some mac and cheese. Just soul food, all that good stuff.
Yeah. You know, when you guys come on the show and I ask that question, you know, I can picture you guys kind of thinking about it, and then it makes me hungry myself because, you know, I can see you guys kind of starting to daydream. So I start the daydream too. So it's always good. Hey, Jericho, I mean, it's a fabulous career. I cannot wait to find out, you know, where you land at this next level. March 23rd, best to you. I hope, you know, you knock it out of the ballpark. But stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Once ago, Jericho Flowers, UNLV defensive back. I promise you guys know we do a lot of shows. I mean, we're going to talk with almost 300 guys by the time this thing is all said and done. I'm telling you, this kid is going to make it. This is a legit defensive back. And I said, like, I mean, you kind of match that personality up with the athleticism that you see on the tape. I'm sure these scouts and anyone that he's talked to down the road had to walk away so impressed. I'm telling you, a fantastic talent, come across as a fabulous young man as well. So as always, props to Jericho Flowers for joining us here on the show, and we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.